Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's your boy, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Thursday, September 29th, a historical podcast. No, this is not number 600, 700, 800, but Aaron Judge finally did it. Home run number 61, tying the mark by Roger Maris. An epic blast in Toronto. I would do something, a deep dive into the three guys who had gloves in the front row, in the outfield. All of them miss a chance at the historic home run ball. And I don't want to be nitpicky. I didn't love the call from Michael Kay.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history, and now he makes it. Are tied with 61 home runs, the most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
Sometimes in these moments where it's history and this is going to be played forever and ever, aka Kirk Gibson, Dodgers, World Series, bottom of the ninth against the A's, you know, like historic, you're going to play that forever. Ken Griffey Jr.'s, and I remember this because it was against the Yanks, and I remember I was a kid and I could not stay up late enough to see it. It was on the West Coast, obviously, in Seattle. And I remember waking up the next morning and seeing it just being crushed. But like those iconic baseball moments, less is more. And it felt like Michael Kay kind of, you know, I know he's 84 years. I think he's 84 years old. Or maybe Sterling's 84 years old. Yeah, I mixed them up. Sorry. Michael Kay is not 84 years old. But his call just was not epic. I want fewer words and to let the audio really sink in and we can just grasp the gravitas of the moment. Now, it was in Toronto, so it wasn't like it was chaos and bedlam like if it were in Yankee Stadium. But Aaron Judge finally does it. He will be your MVP. I think he's got a shot at the Triple Crown still. You guys can check me on that if not. But a great story for baseball. I've been watching a lot of the Aaron Judge at-bats, the look-ins, if you will. Last night, my kids have sports. They got to go to that stuff. and I'm looking to get down on some NFL. We'll talk NFL stuff in a moment. Trying to bet some NFL games. Not guessing the injury news, but we'll get to it momentarily. But you know, I got one eye on Aaron Judge, and he's just dropping bombs. Now, will he break the record is the great question. Tying at 61 is awesome. He will have, 2 weeks to try to break it? Hopefully he's able to pull it off. You know, they've been pitching around Aaron Judge. Nobody wants to be the guy who gives up home run, the record-setting home run. Nobody wants to be that dude. So we'll see what happens with Aaron Judge, whether he gets a lot of looks. I've got to do some rudimentary math here at this early hour as my dog Buddy decides, hey, Jason, can you stop doing your podcast and pay attention to me?
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah, buddy, a huge, huge Aaron Judge fan, obviously. But it's weird. It was like in the moment it was awesome, but it didn't feel like it'll be one of my most memorable Yankee moments. It's weird. There was a David Justice home run in the postseason. Might have been like 2000, 2001. I think it was against the A's to dead center. They had it tarped off and Justice went deep in like the eighth inning. It was an awesome rally. And I was living right outside New York City just as the Yankees were like totally rolling in the early 2000s. And I was like, you know, in the Village during the postseason. I mean, it was incredible. I actually met my wife after a Yankee game at a bar. Pretty bizarre. But it was just such a great energy and a vibe in New York City, downtown Yankees in the postseason. I can't wait. I will do everything in my power to get Yankees-Dodgers World Series tickets if it materializes. You know, Yankees have not made the World Series, I believe, a decade. They've had some postseason flops. A 95-win team, Astros, probably the team to beat again. Astros just, I can't stand those pricks. Dodgers, though, I think the best team in the league. All right, enough baseball. Let's quickly go to the snake-bitten LA Chargers. Oh, my gosh. So they announced Wednesday, Joey Bosa, one of the best defensive players in the league, is going on the IR, out at least 4 games with a groin. He's going to need surgery. Can this team get anything right? This was supposed to be a potential Super Bowl year for the Chargers. You got Rashawn Slater, the left tackle, who's been awesome, done for the season with the biceps. You got their center, Corey Linsley, former All-Pro. He's injured. Keenan Allen hasn't played, I don't think, since getting injured against the Chiefs in Week 2 in that Thursday night game. That was the game that also got the injury to the ribs of Justin Herbert. It's just, I feel awful for this team. And then I saw this stat. The Chargers are 2-3 without Bosa. And I get it, you know, whatever, 2-3. The last time they did not have him was against the Houston Texans last year. I believe it was week 16 when I got knocked out of Survivor. And Davis Mills and the Texans hung 41 on the Chargers. So history may repeat itself on Sunday. No Bosa, Davis Mills and the Texans at home against a beat up Chargers team. There was a report from one, I think ESPN LA reporter, someone, I don't know who it was, said that in all their years covering the Chargers, they've never seen a locker room clear out so quickly after a loss. And getting your butts kicked in by the Jags at home and being totally non-competitive and now having to go and face a Texans team that's plucky at home. I'm telling you, the splits, home road, are incredible for Davis Mills. I actually had to write this game up for Fox Sports. Let me give them to you real quick. Davis Mills at home, 14 TDs, 1 pick in his career. On the road, 5 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He's way better at home. He's more comfortable. It's like Kirk Cousins primetime. Everybody has their bugaboo, you know? It's very strange. At any rate, I really need the Chargers to get healthy because, man, I like that team a lot. You know, they're out here in L.A., easy to root for, playing in a great division. Herbert's a rock star. I would love to make my prediction on who the next Chargers coach will be. I don't want to sit here and say I have inside information. A lot of people will want that job. They will be climbing over women and children to coach Justin Herbert. I mean, it will be every coach with a resume is going to be clamoring for this job. That's how good Herbert is. And Staley, I mean, I'm almost certainly taking the Texans in the contest this weekend. I don't know, guys. It looks absolutely brutal. Couple other notes from the NFL. And again, it's kind of midweek. You're starting to see the injury stuff pop up. And there is a lot of talk. Hurricane Ivan battered Fort Myers in the Tampa area. I have relatives in Florida, fortunately not in that area. And some of these videos, oh my gosh, just absolutely brutal. I mean, Fort Myers looked like it was, the streets were 7 feet underwater. It was crazy. Like, you know, you're seeing like a downtown Fort Myers and it's like the ocean is right there. Unbelievable, terrible stuff. Hopefully, people got out in time. But it sounds like Chiefs Bucks may relocate to Minneapolis. I don't know what the drainage system is like in the Tampa Stadium, but if they move the game, it will be to Minneapolis. Now, I think that's a massive, enormous edge for the Kansas City Chiefs. Not just the travel, but indoors on turf versus a beat-up field outdoors. You know what Tampa wants to do. They want to run Leonard Fournette. That's their game plan. We're going to keep it simple. Brady with his two or three-step drops, they're going to run the ball down their throats. That's what they want to do. You go on the indoor turf, Juju Smith-Schuster, I don't even know if Mecole Hardman's back, but they have kind of a fleet track team out there. Sky Moore, who had a brutal game against the Colts. I think that if they end up playing in Minnesota, that is just devastating for Tampa. But again, safety and all that stuff takes priority for sure. Two other NFL things. I don't want to just go over the big stories, but my guy Zach Wilson, medically cleared to play. He's back. He's going to be starting against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And folks, listen, Zach Wilson has probably the biggest month of his career ahead of him. Because I'm telling you right now, if the Jets are awful, Wilson's horrible, and they're drafting in the top five, they will be taking a quarterback. There's no way Zach Wilson will be able to survive a horrendous performance here with the Jets. They've got Garrett Wilson, who looks good. They've got Elijah Moore. They've got Corey Davis. They have weapons. Now, this isn't Tua getting Tyreek Hill. Remember, the Jets tried to get Tyreek Hill. This isn't Jalen Hurts getting A.J. Brown. But the Jets have weapons. Braxton Berrios is a plucky little slot guy. So there is talent on this team. And they're going to have to... Listen, Zach Wilson's going to have to win some important games. I know nobody cares about the Jets. Rob G tries to get me not to talk about the Jets. But they're my team. And the reason they need to beat Pittsburgh is because after this, Dolphins, Packers, Broncos, Patriots, Bills. That's a gauntlet. Mitch Trubisky, by far, the weakest quarterback they'll face, unless Mac Jones isn't back and it's Brian Hoyer or Bailey Zappi, whatever that is. But you could be looking at Halloween and the Jets are toast. If they're 1-6, like, forget about it. Zach Wilson is done. He'll be tossed out the same way Sam Darnold was. So, you never want to say must win in week 4, but Zach Wilson's got to at least play great. He can't be throwing 3 interceptions. The Pittsburgh defense does not have TJ Watt. Now, I know he's got no left tackle. They're down to their 4th-string left tackle, the Jets. Okay? And then next week, they'd have to go to Miami, and the Jets' safeties have been so bad, among the lowest-graded players at the position, according to Pro Football Focus. And Tyreek Hill and Waddle, they're going to have their way with those deep safeties. So, you know, and Robert Saleh, he's got to get it together. Like, this is must win. You're not winning in Green Bay. You're not winning in Denver. That's just not happening. Those defenses are incredible. I'm worried about my Jets, guys. I felt so good after the Browns win. So good. And then they just lay such an egg against the Bengals. And now I've hit my allotment of New York Jets talk. So we will quickly wrap up before I get to the best bet. Did you guys see the video of Bill Belichick saying that Mac Jones is day by day? Mac Jones is day by day. That's all he would say. It struck me as a guy who obviously he likes to mess with reporters, but he kept saying it over and over. I think they counted in Boston. It was 12 times. And at one point, Belichick goes, "What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? I don't know. Talk to the medical experts." And then the guy asked, "Well, what did the medical experts on the staff say to you?" And he said, "Day by day, we'll evaluate him day by day." And it's like, listen, I get it. Ha ha, Belichick, he's so funny. Ha, that guy's so good. But I'm just going to say, guys, you remember the Kevin Clark podcast? This Belichick situation is nearing a tipping point in New England. You never want to say it's over. He had a good run. But folks, have you looked at the Patriots roster? It is not good. They do not have dudes. Now, I know they were competitive against the Ravens, and they were the better side against the Steelers for sure. But Mac Jones is turnover prone. He leads the league in interceptions. I don't think he's the dude. He had a good rookie year, but I just don't see it from Mac Jones. I'm kind of enjoying, with a little glee, the Bill Belichick struggles. And yes, I could say that, guys, as a Jets fan. I could definitely say that. I could say I'm enjoying it. You know, in the media, they love the build-up teardown, right? Right? We love to build up Belichick. He's the greatest coach of all time. Greatest coach. Who's more important, Belichick or Brady? We did this for years. And I'm not going to lie. I occasionally leaned to Belichick, mostly because of the Matt Castle year, right? And mostly because Brady was a six-round pick. It's not like this guy was the number one overall pick, right? So Brady kind of came out of nowhere, and Belichick was with him. And Belichick constantly reinvented himself and the Patriots. They were a two tight end team with Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. They brought in Randy Moss. They, I don't want to say invented the slot receiver, but Welker, Edelman, Amendola, these are all Patriot, like, great stories, not highly touted dudes. I think a couple converted quarterbacks in there. And Belichick turns them, well, Brady also, and McDaniels, into not quite Hall of Famers, but close to Hall of Fame, right? They're going to get in the mix. They're going to get in the discussion. I don't think, well, maybe Welker. You'd have to look close. It's funny. My dad had listened to a podcast and said, you know, there's something to this Hall of Fame stuff. You should really look into it. And it's a great question. Shout out to Pops for listening to the pod, first of all. And second, for looking at maybe something fresh. Like, what exactly is the criteria for the Hall of Fame? Because if it's just numbers, you know, Welker has a good case. Listen, the guy played a long time, caught a lot of clutch passes, put up big numbers. But you get these guys voting, and it's like, well, what are they voting based on? Anyways, that's a much longer story for another day. Probably a good off-season topic. I can see the Packers locking down and beating them. The line, I got 9.5. It went up when it looked like Mac Jones was out. Then it's come back down with Belichick's day-by-day stuff. So it's in that weird zone where if the Patriots are not going to roll over and get blown out, I don't think 44-10. I don't think that happens. The Packers' offense is not that dynamic. I can see Belichick turning this into one of those, like, we're going to play it in a telephone booth. We're going to run the football, make safe plays, nothing risky. We're going to win with defense. We're going to punt, play the field position game. You know, that's what Belichick's going to do. And Aaron Rodgers will have a chance to shred, because I don't think that Patriots secondary, which Lamar Jackson absolutely torched, I don't think they're going to be able to hang tight and slow down Aaron Rodgers. And yes, I will wrap up before we get to the best bet. Almost more than any comments I've got since I joined the herd was, why does Cowherd not like the Packers and Aaron Rodgers? And thank you for pushing back. And again, I'm not just pushing back to push back. I believe the numbers for the Packers are very impressive. I believe that defense is probably a top two unit in the NFC, right there with the Bucks. And once Rodgers builds up the camaraderie, the connection with these young receivers, come November, this team's going to be nasty. And if you look at their schedule, they're on their way to 6-1. It's going to be good for the Packers. They will once again be in the mix to compete with Tampa for the number one seed. I do think they'll be able to compete with the Eagles. I think the Eagles will have it because their schedule is the easiest. One final note before we get to Thursday Night Football best bet. RIP to 90s rapper Coolio. I'm sure you guys saw this. Anybody who's around my age remembers Fantastic Voyage, MTV Spring Break. Just iconic, legendary Fantastic Voyage. You can be in any bar anywhere, and that song comes on, and it's instant head bob, shoulders shrugging. You're like starting to feel it. You're looking around. All right, well, any girls here I can pick up? Like, that's a great, great song. Now, I think Coolio also had Gangster's Paradise. That's weak. Off the top of my head, I can't rattle off a ton of them. But faux show, Fantastic Voyage. If you rank the songs of the 90s, Fantastic Voyage has to be top 20, right? That song had epic staying power. All right, enough with the rap. Let's get to Thursday Night Football, Bengals, Dolphins.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
So we talked about Bengals-Dolphins on Monday's podcast. I said it was the first game I bet. Having watched that Dolphins-Bills game in depth on Sunday, not that I had it in the contest, but I had the over, did not hit. You could just see how drained those two teams were. Dolphins defense on the field for 90 plays. Now, everybody's talking about that. It's out there. Everybody knows. The numbers moved significantly. I got it 2.5 on Sunday night. Mentioned that Monday morning. It's now 3.5, 4. It doesn't look like there will be any weather remnants from the hurricane traveling up north. Looks like everything's going to be fine weather-wise. I just think this is a sell-high spot on the Miami Dolphins. Listen, they have been incredible through three games offensively. Defensively, not so good. Clev T.A., you guys know he's a regular guest on the show. He dove into Miami's issues defensively, and like they're allowing success rate. Now, again, they've played Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, two of the best five quarterbacks in the league. Mac Jones, they bottled up, but they were healthy. Now they are super banged up. We're talking about Xavier Howard was on the injury report. He's going to go, but Byron Jones still not playing. And Joe Burrow and the Bengals got right. You know, I don't want to give him too much credit and say, hey, he shut down social media, and now he's locked in and he tore up the Jets. I mean, it was pretty clear if you watched any of Jets-Bengals, and I know nobody did because the Jets were never really in that game. The game plan was simple from Zach Taylor. We're not going to fall behind early. We are not going to run the ball into the line of scrimmage on first down. We are going to go Joe Burrow, quick passes, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. Now, Ja'Marr Chase was pretty much locked up, and they were still able to roll the Jets defensively. They took advantage of the Jets' safeties. This is a situation where I believe Tyler Boyd, I'll be looking at Tyler Boyd props when they come up today, because if you look at the slot receivers against the Dolphins, they've eaten. I mean, hell, a lot of receivers have chewed up the Dolphins in the last couple weeks, and I think the Bengals have a lot of success. I would not be surprised if this was really not that competitive a game. Maybe the Bengals go for like, I don't know, 34-17, 34-23, something where the Bengals pretty clearly win. And I know I said sell high on Miami, but and we talked about this on Cowherd Show just a little bit. I tried to give him the heads up because he's drinking all that Miami Dolphins Kool-Aid, and I get it. 3-0, wins over the Bills, wins over the Ravens. The comeback against the Ravens, incredible. I just want to remind you guys, in December, they have as tough a stretch as anybody in the league has. At San Francisco, they'll probably stay on the West Coast to play the Chargers. But we'll have some news. Hopefully, Joey Bosa is back by then, obviously. But at Buffalo, so three straight road games against like three of the, I don't know, seven best teams in the league. And you go from West Coast to Buffalo. And Buffalo in December is not going to be fun. Then you're home to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, who should be rolling at that point. And then you go up to New England for a cold weather game on New Year's Day. That five-game stretch, there's a chance they go 1-4. There's some evidence out there that Tua does not like cold weather. I'm not going to bring up the Tennessee game last year, but you guys can dig into it all you want. If they go 1-4 in those, there's a chance they miss the playoffs. Then they do close with my Jets. I don't know where the Jets are going to be. We probably will talk a little bit of Jets tomorrow with the guest. He's not a Jets guy. He's a gambler. We've had him on the pod before. I don't know if the Jets will be able to keep them out of the playoffs, but I think if the Dolphins happen to beat the Bengals, they're in amazing shape. I don't see that happening. I really do like the Bengals a lot tonight. I do also like the trash talk between Tyreek Hill and Eli Apple, and it's kind of sparked a lot of Bengals saying, you know, I didn't see Tyreek Hill at the Super Bowl. Is he upset that Eli Apple didn't get him a ticket? And I see this trash talk. I think it was Jesse Bates or some other cornerback on the Bengals. I'm like, whoa, wait, hold up. I get it. You know, Eli Apple wants to fire back on Tyreek Hill. Eli Apple got torched by Cooper Kupp in the Super Bowl. I think he gave up the game-winning touchdown to Kupp. Now, listen, Cooper Kupp dusts everyone, but I would not be flapping my gums about Tyreek Hill a week after Tyreek Hill had, I think, two catches for like 20 yards or something. He was a non-factor, and I that's not the guy you want to get all fired up. So the game will be on Amazon Prime tonight. It sounds like we have a sellout in Cincinnati. I have a buddy from Cincinnati who claims it is a tough ticket to get Bengals Dolphins. Prices are through the roof. Joe Burrow versus Tua. Miami's undefeated. I think we're going to get a rowdy Bengals crowd. And, you know, Mike McDaniel, some of the numbers of rookie head coaches on Thursday Night Football, not pretty at all. Fox, as I've told you guys before, we have a deep, like, what do they call it? Like a research department where I can send them any request and they'll just hit me up with the answer. So I asked, hey guys, do we know anything about rookie head coaches on Thursday Night Football? Because, you know, you assume that there's something there because they've all stunk. And Then I asked the guy, he's actually a former, I think he's a UCLA student. Since 2018, rookie head coaches 4-11 straight up in Thursday night games. It's a lot of preparation. They're coming off a massive game against the Buffalo Bills. I see the Bengals kind of rolling here. Now, if McDaniels pulls a rabbit out of a hat and Tua is able to make some things happen and, you know, pick six of Burrow or they get to Burrow. By the way, this Miami front, I was looking at Pro Football Focus, and you know they have a pretty cool matchup page where you can click and see the head-to-head battles. And I looked at who's going to be kind of matched up with Ja'Marr Chase, and it's probably going to be Xavien Howard, but he has not been very good this year. Pro Football Focus says he's a 62nd graded out cornerback in the league. In the slot, they have a kid named Kohu, a rookie, undrafted. Somehow, he played a lot of snaps last week, gave up a lot of passes, gave up a lot of receptions. He ranks pretty high. Obviously, Holland, the safety out of Oregon, is very good. But their linebackers are very susceptible. This could be a decent spot for Hayden Hurst. Obviously, if you're in fantasy, you got to start Burrow. But hopefully, T. Higgins is a go with the concussion issues. I think Tyler Boyd eats in the slot. I'll go Bengals 34, Dolphins 23. That's it for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.